Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Satan will have messengers that will buffet you. Are you following? Satan cannot be omnipresent. He's not omnipresent. He cannot be anywhere. Doris is here. Satan cannot be bothering Doris and me at the same time. You follow them? But when somebody does, you know what he does? He's a little, I call them imps. These little imps. God, okay, so now, ain't this all the time? You know our biggest problem? Who our biggest problem is? It's me. We like to blame our husband or wife or you or whatever. And sometimes we blame Satan and his little imps. Our biggest problem is who we're looking in the mirror. But I want you to let you, I said all that, say this, so we're going to get into the study about angels right now. That they are a very real thing. They're created beings. I will say one other thing, and I'll move on. So are demons or devils. In King James Bible, they're called devils, but there's only one devil. It's like we use the word antichrist. There are many antichrists, but there's one antichrist, the antichrist. Same way with the devils. There are many devils, plural, but only one devil, the devil. All right, and somebody literally this week, and I'm not going to mention who it is, you know who it is, that are in this church, they talked to me about something, that they're staying somewhere, that they believe that there's some demonic activity in that place that they're staying. Some things that are going, and I'm not talking about exorcism where things are floating and woo, you know, people's heads are turning around, you know, and that kind of thing. But there are some things going on. And I told them this. I can tell you this privately that I could not tell from the pulpit, because if I did, y'all think I'm crazy. But it's real. As sure as there's a heaven and a hell, as sure as there are good angels, and as sure as there's Jesus, as sure as there's a devil, there are demons, there are devils alive and well today. And the more, and I encourage this believer, if you're a believer, they cannot bother you as far as possess you, okay? You cannot be possessed by a demon, a devil. You cannot do that. Share with them some scriptures. Share with them some other things about it, and I won't go any farther, but I saw them again Friday. They're going to talk about this Tuesday. I kind of gave them some things. Believe me, I didn't tell them to spread holy water or throw, you know, that kind of foolishness and all. I just told them from God's word how I would handle this situation. I saw them again Friday. They said, "Brother, do you know that this not happening anymore?" I've seen some things, and I told him that. I was a missionary in Africa for a while in Kenya, and I saw some things. Let me give you an example for this. And again, this is, boy, what an introduction. I remember preaching in a town called Namawanga in a marketplace on a Saturday morning, and it was in a marketplace where all the villagers were there, and quite a few hundred people were there selling their vegetables and their wares and goods. And that's how we would do, you know, missionaries. We'd go where the people were. We'd set up a little preaching thing with speakers and all. We'd bring singers. People like to hear good singing. So we'd bring some of the people who could sing, the choir people would sing. And they'd sing a few songs, and people would start listening and gathering around. Then I'd preach. And I never forget, I began preaching that Saturday morning. I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock or so, whatever it was. And there were a couple hundred people that they just gathered. I mean, huge, not a nice crowd. And I started preaching, and there's some guy probably about from here to Melissa. But I'll point to Melissa. Y'all get a bear. He started just, during my preaching, just started hollering and carrying on. Nobody even knew what he was saying, because they speak Swahili, and some other, they speak Luya, different languages up there. He was saying something. Nobody knew what he was saying. Had no clue. It went on a minute, and here I am trying to preach. Distracting and all. I stopped my preaching, and I just prayed. So help me. I said, "Lord, I can't preach like this." And I just prayed. I don't remember what I said, but that was the basic. You have to remove this somehow, because it's distracting, yada, yada. Yeah, just a little minute prayer. Lord, do something about it. I opened my eyes, and that guy was gone. I asked the people, and there were people around me after I started preaching, "Where did that guy go?" They said, "I have no idea. He just disappeared." Now, you can think what you want to think. And I'm not saying it was of the devil. I just know he was there and he wasn't there. Okay, that's all I know. And it was so crowded, people would have, if he'd walked through the crowd, he'd been bumping people while, are you following? Nobody knows what happened. I'm just saying they are real. Now, don't you go home looking for demons today. I'm just telling the reality. And I told the fella Tuesday night, because he's with somebody else, and I won't get into all the detail. The more you'll open your heart to the occult, to the what we'd call the dark side, the more you open up to evil, the more working they're allowed to work. Are you following? The more they get busy and do some things, the more you open yourself up. Now, this is for an unbeliever. For a believer, again, you don't be scared of them. They can't bother you as far as physically. Are you following? I don't get off. Turn me to, okay. Man, I got so many things. You're in Hebrews chapter number one. I want to show you they're created beings. Hebrews chapter number one, talking about angels, beginning verse number four. Let me jump up to verse number one. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now he's speaking about Jesus, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Speaking of Christ, made the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:14, all things were made by him. Jesus was the creator of the world. And we see this in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, by whom also he made the world. Verse number 3, who, speaking of Christ, being in the brightness of his glory, speaking of God the Father, and the expressed image of his person, speaking of God the Father, and the upholding all things by the word of his power, when he, speaking of Christ, had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. This is speaking of Christ and the Father, Jesus, or God, Father God. And so when Jesus died for our sins and he ascended to heaven, he is now sitting at the right hand throne of God, ever interceding for us. He's positioned there. And then notice verse number 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Again, speaking of Christ. And he's talking about creation here. Jesus was not a created being, but he's talking about the position that he was in. That he was so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Again, is speaking the book of Hebrews about the importance of Christ. When you study the book of Hebrews, it's all about Jesus and how much better he is. Remember when we did our study about Hebrews? We went verse by verse. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about how Jesus, he's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the temple. He's better than all these other sophomores. He's better than the angels. He's better, 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 better. Matter of fact, that's the name of my sermon this morning. I'm going to preach. Greater than the greatest. He's greater than the... I think there's a song. He's great. Who sings that song? Greater than... Higher than the highest. And greater than... You know that song? There's a song there. It is a song. Okay. While I'm here, real quick, let me share something with you that will help you. We have some visitors here. Let me read a little bit more. Verse number 5. For which unto the angel said he at any time, thou art my son, speaking of God the Father, speaking to Christ. This day I begotten thee. Here, let me paraphrase this. Which of the angels did he ever tell, you're my son, I've begotten thee? Didn't tell that to any angels, just one person. That was Jesus Christ, his son. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Which of all the angels did God ever say that to any of them? He didn't. He only said that to one person. That was Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.